called Park Drive because it runs into Piedmont Park. One annoying thing about Atlanta streets is that they have a habit of changing their names every few blocks. So if you go a little further out Park Drive, when it crosses Virginia, it becomes Ponce de Leon Place, and then it runs into Ponce de Leon, and I can't recall whether it dead ends there or whether it changes its name to something else. But the intersection of Virginia and Highland, it's Virginia Avenue and Highland Avenue, that's near my home. And Orme Circle runs a semicircle around my block. And there's Amsterdam, which is Avenue, Amsterdam Avenue, and Elmwood Drive. Those are the immediate streets that I can think of.
Okay. Any name for a place where railroad tracks go over the road? A place where you wouldn't have to stop, be held up by a train?
I would most likely say an underpass, although I think that's the same thing as a viaduct.
Well, say if parking were allowed on your street, how would you likely have to park on it? What sort of parking would you do?
That's parallel parking. I don't do it very well. Sometimes I can do it and sometimes I can't.
Okay. What about maybe parking at a big shopping center? What would you call that?
That's angle parking. I can do that.
Is there any other thing?
That's all I know of.
Okay. And these things where firemen would attach the hoses, as you call them?
Fire hydrant.
And, a place like, here at Emory, where you can park your car for a fee, several levels usually.
Now, I would have said parking deck about the one at Emory, because that's what I've heard it called. But whether that's parking garage, I think I would normally say, for one that was downtown.
What about very tall buildings, big buildings in town? What are they?
Skyscraper is the generic term for it. I really don't know when a building starts being a skyscraper, when it stops being a tall building and starts being a skyscraper, so I'm not sure about Atlanta's buildings.
What about big apartment buildings?
There is the term high-rise, which to me could mean office buildings or apartment buildings.
Okay. And if you had, a passageway going between office buildings downtown, what would you call that?
It's an alley.
Well, what about, between homes? So would that be the same?
It really depends. I think in a neighborhood where each house had its own private driveway, you would simply say driveway. But in my neighborhood, which is an old neighborhood, there are definitely alleys because the same two alleys serve about half the houses on the block. So its name is the alley. I would never call it anything else.
Okay. Well, what about, say, a place in town maybe where a building's burned down? Nothing's been done to that area. What would you say that is? Nothing there.
Mm-hmm. I think I would say vacant lot, regardless of whether it's in town or in a neighborhood, or whether anything was there or not.
Okay. And say if you were in the courthouse or some other public building, if you were thirsty, where would you get a drink of water?
Water fountain.
What about if you were in the park?
Water fountain.
Okay. I'll check this one more time and we'll forget about it.